Hi, Justin here from Brisbane Metal Roofing. Whatever kind of roof you have, Brisbane Metal Roofing can replace it using 100% Australian COLORBOND steel. So give us a call today, 1-800-BRIS-ROOF, or see brisbanemetalroofing.com.au. QBCC 1248389.
Now, you know I have an open mind about these sorts of things, and we've been talking about karma, and we've been talking about whether people who do the wrong thing actually have things catch up with them, or conversely, if you do the right thing, whether you get rewarded, whether there's something to it. What goes around comes around. Now, as I say, we're about to talk to Rose Smith, who's from Absolute Soul Secrets in Queensland. Yeah. She's a spiritual advisor and a psychic. Now, as you know, I've got an open mind on this, but you're about to what?
Well, I thought about becoming a psychic, but I couldn't see any future in it.
Yeah, okay. Rose is on the line. Now, Rose, I'm putting you in the hands of this bloke. Let's see how we go.
Hello, Rose.
Good morning. How are you both?
Well, I'm okay, but I'm a skeptic, Rose. So you're going to have to really sell me hard on this.
No, not my job to convince anyone, because you'll know in yourself what's right for you. You'll feel it in your body.
Well, I know how I feel, but tell us about karma, because we'd love to think it actually exists, but from most of our experiences, it doesn't.
Well, I don't know that is actually true. For example, if you look at what's going on with the citizenship debacle, that's really a sign of karma coming back and biting some politicians on the bottom, isn't it?
There's something there. Yeah, that's right.
What about the Harvey Weinstein scandal in the States?
It's taken a long time, hasn't it? And that's the thing about karma. The timing of it is very difficult to predict. So I think sometimes the more evolved people are, more spiritually evolved, the quicker it comes back. If they're less evolved, it takes a lot of time.
What do you mean by spiritually evolved? Are you suggesting that we have had other lives?
Oh, absolutely we have. And I know that for a fact not because I've read it, but because I actually remember. And I'm sure there's lots of people that have been to places that they know and they've never actually been there in this physical life. But, for example, I remember decades ago when I went to Covent Garden in London, and I was walking around and I just had the most eerie feeling with goosebumps all down my arms and legs. And then I got this...
It gets pretty cold at Covent Garden, Rose.
This is summertime.
Yep. Oh. So you are talking about England, yeah.
Yeah, in summertime. And I had this flash of a dark-haired woman with flowers, and she was selling flowers, and it was about 1650 or some sort of time, I could tell by the clothing. You know, it was hundreds of years ago, 1650, 1700. And I was just watching this woman in my mind. I could just see it. It just happened over the top of everything that I was experiencing there in the physical, and then I realised it was me.
Oh, so how many lives would you have had?
I don't know the exact number, but I would say it would be thousands. I certainly remember hundreds. I don't remember all of them, but sometimes I go to a place and I'll meet somebody and I instantly recognise the energy of the person. So it's not about what their physical appearance is. It's about recognising a person's soul that I've come across before.
Rose, there must be a select few, though, because there are 7 billion people on this planet at the moment, and you know, 500 years ago, there was only 2 billion. So where have all the extra souls come from?
I think all the extra souls have been there the whole time. They just haven't incarnated onto the planet.
Right, okay. So, I mean, look, how do you get karma operating in your life? That's what I really want to know, because most of the people I see, they're sociopaths who have gone on to become very successful in the various businesses they've followed. So how do we bring about them coming up with a decent ending that they deserve?
Well, you're focusing on what other people do. It's best to focus on what you do and what you have control over. So if we're looking at other people or external circumstances, that's really not the way to go. It's better to look at what we do. And it's not just about action, it's also about intention. So if you've got good intentions and it goes pear-shaped, that's not the same as if you have kind of dark intentions and then it goes pear-shaped, if that makes sense. But I know what you mean. It seems sometimes when you look from the outside looking in, it looks like these people that do the wrong thing, that they get away with it. And they will get away with it for a time, but eventually it catches up. Now, whether that be like, you know, next week, next month, next year, or in, you know, 50 yep. years, we don't know.
So when you bump into another psychic on the street, do you go up to them and say, okay, you're fine, how am I?
Not exactly. But and then the other thing I need to say is, you know, being psychic and this whole area of karma, it's not a science. So it's not like you add two and two and you get four, because then you're talking about analytical type topics and subjects. It's more an art form. So if we, for example, we look at, you know, Monet's painting, you know, of the lilies on the pond and whatever, that's not the same as looking at a photo taken of lilies on a pond. When you look at the actual art, you get a feeling. A feeling is conveyed through the artistry.
Well, so, I tell you what, I can't disagree with you on that one, Rose. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rose Smith there from Absolute Soul Secrets. I'm just getting a, hang on, that mention of Monet and the, I'm just getting a, I think Monet, you.
What, I was Monet in a previous
No,
life.
I think you were one of the blokes standing around going, well, this bloke will never amount to anything.
My kid could do that.
Introducing Optus Loop, a business phone system like no other. Using cloud-based technology, we've enhanced the features of a traditional desk phone to allow you to access them from anywhere at any time, including on your smartphone. With call handling, call queuing, and automated caller self-direction, Optus Loop is the phone system that's built to scale as your business grows. Callers get a better experience, and you can seize more opportunities. Search Optus Loop for more info today.